Representative, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Thanks so much for being on the program. The House Democrats recently slammed a Republican plan to dismantle the job training program. The plan will hurt individuals, families, businesses, and Michigan's economy. That comes from a press release from yesterday. Talk about this.
Well, you know, first you need to understand the job training program was in the Department of Human Services budget. And it's a program that basically helps people that were receiving public assistance that are unemployed, put them in a job training program and put them to work so they are self-sufficient and not relying on public assistance. And the Republicans yesterday transferred all the funds that were appropriated for the training program into just, you know, other public assistance programs.
So what's going to happen to that individual program?
You know, that program started as a pilot program, was very successful. It helped folks that needed job training in industries like healthcare, where there's a need for more workers. And so it's completely eliminated. They're not even giving it an opportunity to get jump started at all. We actually, during the pilot program, were able to serve a number of folks that were able to find employment afterwards. About 1,600 workers or unemployed residents would have been able to be assisted through this funding, and now they completely eliminated it.
So it is gone. Any chance you may find funding for it in the future?
No, I mean they're literally putting it in the family independence in the family assistance program. Those are like cash assistance programs, which are very much needed. But at the same time, you know, appropriating a small amount of that money to again put people to work, so they're not depending on government assistance, which is extremely important for our poor families. But at the same time, a lot of these folks want to be put to work. They want an opportunity to be trained for free and be able to come home with a paycheck and be able to feed their children and buy clothes and a number of things that improves their quality of life. They don't want to always be dependent on government assistance. And this job training program is exactly what Republicans, I think, need to be looking at in regards to welfare reform. We need to tap into the people right now that are depending on our public assistance program and asking them what are their needs. And their needs were job training programs. They needed to be trained into fields that there's a huge demand for folks, and the Republicans decided, nah, you don't deserve it, and we don't need it, and we're going to go ahead and eliminate it.
Well, the supporters of ending this program state that everyone has had to give because of the budget deficit. How would you respond to that?
Well, you want to give, but this $8.5 million, we balanced the budget. I don't know if you understand. This is a transfer. So they basically decided to end the program. There was no need to end the program, by the way. It was just the department decided, you know what, we don't want to do this program. The Department of Human Services decided that, and the legislature needed to authorize that, and they basically did yesterday. So this was not about balancing the budget, Tony. We already did. This is, if that's their answer, that's a complete misguided or complete lie. This was a transfer of funds away from the particular program into other programs. This was not about balancing the budget.
Why they do this?
You know, this was, it was really boggling to me. I mean, just like the pension on taxes. I mean, sometimes I am shocked because when I asked the question in the committee, I thought they were going to come up with some answer of, oh, we didn't have enough people to basically want the program. It wasn't about demand. It was about we just don't want to do it anymore. If there was any rationale that made sense, we would have never issued a press release. We'd have never went out and said, you know, what is wrong with this decision? I mean, the Republicans sometimes, you know, my colleagues, we can work on a number of issues. But when it comes to welfare reform, that's where we differ. I truly believe in job training programs. I truly believe, and you can talk to a number of people that are public assistants, they don't want to depend on public assistance. Just like my parents, they started on public assistance, and they were able to get to, you know, find a job, and they got off, And now, you know, seeing their children become a state representative, an accountant, you know, a number of professions, that's what people want. They want that American dream. They do not want to constantly depend on the government to take care of them. And job training is exactly the kind of reform, the kind of programs we need to see. And I argued that, and I don't think my colleagues agreed with me.
So what's next?
What's next is to continue, you know, making them understand that this is the type of welfare reform that we need. We need to be able to offer diverse kinds of programs that basically get people on their feet. We can't afford it in the state of Michigan right now to have more people on public assistance. With our unemployment rate still at a high, a number that I think is not acceptable for us as a legislature, and for us to really take responsibility for the fact that we're not offering those kinds of programs that actually work. We would have never done a pilot program, Tony, and said, wow, this actually is a great program, and then decide to appropriate $8.5 million for it and then not decide to do it. That's just ridiculous.
You have a passion for this program, and it seems like this has really stunned you.
It has, because I've talked to people that have gone through the program. They could not believe the kind of wraparound services that were offered with it. You know, this was about, come to this program, we will help you. You need assistance taking care of your children, whatever it is. I have a guy that's actually on a, you know, state construction project now because he went through that program. You know, that's the kind of success stories that we need in Michigan. Not, you know, yeah, we don't need it and let's just get rid of it. I think sometimes my colleagues in the legislature forget the human impact, what the real impact is on the ground. And I think that's why we're always short of really doing the best job possible for the Michigan families we serve.
Well, Representative, I think I'm going to keep your blood boiling here because I know you have an opinion on the bridge. There have been fake eviction notices posted. Talk about this story. Are you in favor of another bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
You know, I have a House bill, 4635. I do not want to see any public international bridge. I don't care if it's from the private entity of the Ambassador Bridge or the state partnering up with a private concessionaire to build this bridge. So I don't want to see a bridge without any community benefits process that protects the quality of life, the residents that are going to have to live with it. This is going to be in my backyard, in our backyard. Southwest Detroit already houses the International Bridge, and you should see the devastation that it has caused with one of five of our children having asthma, the high number of, you know, truck traffic in our neighborhoods tearing up our city streets. There is a huge implication, negative impacts that happen on families with transportation projects like this. And so all I've asked the administration is, look, we'll support the project, many of us that like the project, but at the same time, there is a community that's 69% poor minority that need protection, and we need guarantees that we are going to have a process that includes us and has us play an advisory role of making sure that our children are not negatively impacted. You know, we're not going to know what this is going to do to our neighborhood until we are involved in the process of it. So 4635, if that doesn't get through, it doesn't get passed, or is not part of the larger bridge package, I can't support the project.
Where is 4635 as we speak?
It's right now in the Transportation Committee. I have a hearing on Wednesday at noon in the Transportation Committee, and we're getting hundreds of our residents up there and supporters to make them understand, you know, we need to do development right in Michigan. We can't just flop projects like this that are going to sit in neighborhoods for 150 years and not get input from the residents. We're not talking about dollar amounts. We're talking about, okay, well, where's the exit ramp? Because if it's right here, then you're not going to be able to bring new businesses because this is a residential street. We need to make sure the exit ramp is on Fort Street, which is a very used to be a very vibrant business district that offers opportunity for us to bring new businesses. That's the kind of input we need. You can't just do it in Lansing and not get the kind of input that you need from residents that tell you exactly how to do it. I mean, my seniors have the best ideas. They've been here longer than I have, and they tell me, you know, Rashida, we have another bridge. Do you know what would be better if they did it this way, or if it was, you know, down this street, one block, then you can save this church. That's the kind of input that you need. you can't have something that comes in and just destroys a community. It's not going to be vibrant. It's not going to be good for Michigan and the region.
Representative, who posted those fake eviction notices?
Look, you know, it says the website says Americans for Prosperity, but, you know, they can't, they won't admit or deny that the Ambassador Bridge Company, who is going to be the biggest loser, let's be honest, if the new International Bridge, public bridge is built. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the case when it comes to having a monopoly so long and creating the monopoly that you have, is that you are going to be the biggest loser because you're going to have to lose some of that direct, you know, you're going to have competition. They shouldn't be afraid of competition. I mean, they have the largest tolls in the country, some of the highest tolls in the country. And, you know, right now, I'm not, you know, a specialist or something. Neither, both of us aren't. You know, I think a regular Michigan family isn't. But there's a, you know, a study that basically said we need another bridge for homeland security reasons, for reasons in that, you know, 30 years we're going to have an increase in traffic. I mean, everybody wants to disagree, but at the same time, you know, you got to stick to the facts, right? Just like I did just now. Instead of putting fake eviction notices and scaring people, it was so chaotic that morning. You know, I had people come into my office. I have a Detroit office. I had seniors calling me, what does this mean? And to make it the biggest thing on there, to they actually put a quotation from Michigan Compiled Law, basically making it look that official. And they weren't even sorry about it. They weren't even sorry about it. But you know what? If you talk to anybody that's dealt with the Ambassador Bridge Company, this smells like them, it looks like them, you know, and so many people in my community feel like their footprints are all over it.
We've been talking with Representative Rashida Tlaib from Michigan's 12th District, Southwest Detroit. Representative, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.